Today, we are going to talk with Dave, an Oberlin foreign exchange student. Well, Dave, I want to ask you about your Japanese studies.
What would you like to know?
First, why did you start studying Japanese?
Well, several years ago, I lived in Guam, and while I was there, I started a import-export business using Japanese performance car parts. And what I would do is I would bring them in from Japanese companies. And during that time, I had to contact a lot with Japanese companies. And most of the good companies don't have English-speaking staff, so I realized that I should, if I want to be successful in this business, that I should study Japanese.
Oh, I see. So, do you think your Japanese is business level?
Well, I'm not sure that I would say business level, but I think that I've grown a lot in Japanese skills. I think that I do need to study a lot more, though, before I become business level, is what you would say, I guess.
Okay, so what do you do to improve your Japanese skills?
Well, aside from taking Japanese classes here at Oberlin, I do spend some time at home reading kanji textbooks, because I think that kanji is really important for business. Also, you know, I've got friends who I converse with. Also, people who teach me the Japanese business style, those kind of things.
Okay, Dave. Thank you for coming today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
My name is Naoki. Thank you for listening.